World Contraception Day is an important family planning event, which takes place on September 26th each year. Launched in 2007, the mission of World Contraception Day is to help drive awareness around the need for contraception and to enable young people to make informed decisions on their sexual and reproductive health. In celebration of World Contraception Day this year and the 60th anniversary of the birth control pill, we interviewed the two original drivers of this day, Mr. Jan Kreuzberg, who is Executive Director of DSW, and Mr. Klaus Brill, former Vice President of Bayer Healthcare Pharmaceuticals, to find out more about how this day came about and their thoughts on its progress so far and their expectations for the future. So thank you, Mr. Brill and Mr. Kreuzberg, Klaus and Jan, for taking the time to join us today. I'd like to start by asking you about those early days that led to the creation of World Contraception Day. What was it specifically that kicked off the idea?
Klaus, you want to start first, or shall I give you my perspective?
I can start.
Okay.
When you go back into the 15, 20 years back, we had the feeling that knowledge about reproductive and sexual health around the world has to be improved. What we learned from markets was there is not much information available and accessible for people who want to know about contraceptive methods and to learn more about reproductive health. That created the idea to think about how could we move interest and knowledge to people who want to know more about it. And this was from the early on the idea to have maybe a special day celebrating reproductive and sexual health. And we did a lot of work, what might be a good name, what might be a good date. When we first explored what is possible, we had one surprise. Every day in a year was dedicated to a special topic. But it was not so easy to find a good day to celebrate what we want to do. So at the end of the day, somebody came up with the idea, maybe September 26th every year is a good idea. And we fixed it. And when we talked about it, it was crystal clear from the beginning, it should be an unbranded campaign to improve awareness of contraception and to enable young people to get informed choices on their sexual and reproductive health. And this is what's the starting point for World Contraception Day in 2007. I think actually we started with the first thoughts maybe in 2003, 2004.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. If I remember that we both, Klaus, to echo what Klaus is saying there, we both were in the same, let's say, global group at sharing it those days called the Therapeutic Leadership Team. And I remember very well that I think from 2004 until 2009, I personally was located in Singapore and leading the Women's Healthcare business unit there for Sharing AG. And Sharing AG, you might know, merged and later on with Bayer, was the research-based manufacturer for contraception worldwide, you could say. And while Sharing sold really many, many contraceptive products in the entire region of Asia-Pacific in particular, where I was located, it wasn't too difficult to recognize that within the consumer groups as well as even gynecologists various myths and misconceptions and misinformation about contraception was omnipresent. Klaus, you were often in the region. You remember that, yeah, when talking to gynecologists, yeah, and you were surprised how little they know about contraception particularly really hormonal contraception. So such misconceptions were linked, for instance, to long-term use of hormonal contraception and infertility increasing by this, increase in body weight, for instance, so negative side effects of contraception, increase of risk of breast cancer, and so on. So, and beyond this, in Asia particularly, the situation was that at least many gynecologists, maybe not all, but a lot of them, prefer to limit information about contraception seriously to a minimum. Why? Because they wanted to earn money with medical interventions such as abortion. And it might have sounded absurd, but this was the reality in Asia for a long, long time. So to counteract such misinformation, we established at those days in Asia, Klaus, you certainly remember that because you were often part of it, the so-called APCOC, the Asia-Pacific Council on Contraception, with basically, you could say, three major strategic pillars. One was to enhance doctors' knowledge about contraception. One was including side effects management and benefits of hormonal contraception, obviously. So we had a biannual congress, therefore established to distribute really the most relevant and latest medical information, studies, etc. about family planning and female contraception. But beyond this, we focused a lot on young men and women, on our consumer groups, non-branded, absolutely, to provide really access to contraception information and to contraception itself. So what APCOC did there was to establish a system of young ambassadors for sex education, school programs for, let's say, basic youth-friendly sexual education. And very interesting, in the very beginning, a video contest for contraception, I remember very well, to be then being published throughout Asia. And from this idea, I remember very well, of this video contest, I presented one day in this, what I said before, this therapeutic leadership team, and established the idea of an Asia-Pacific Contraception Day, which we did the following year, I think in 2004 or 5 it was. And I recognized when talking to my colleagues there, Frankia Mioduski, you remember, Klaus in Latin America, but also to then in partially in Europe, these events were already established. And I think out of this, I can remember very well this discussion. It was in somewhere between 2005 and 6. We brought up the idea, why not establish a global day to receive even more global attention and recognition for this topic. And this way, if I remember right, the World Contraception Day was really born based on these ideas.
That's actually a good segue to the next question in relation to, I mean, it started off, I guess, as you mentioned, Jan, in the Asia context, and then it became a global event. But were there any obstacles during those early days that you remember? Any kind of hurdles, any resistance to this? That's to both of you.
I think the idea for many people to have a day called World Contraception Day in those days were new. And when you came up with new ideas, there is some skepticism around the idea. Mainly when a company like Schering had that idea to improve knowledge for people, NGOs, governmental organizations, even medical or scientific associations had some doubts, if this is a really good idea or is this a marketing approach? That was the first big hurdle. So it took, I think, about 1 to 2 years to get that idea across to those organizations. And the resistance by those organizations was quite tight in the beginning. Many, many discussions had been done to get organizations on board. And actually, I think for the first celebration of the World Contraception Day in 2007, we had actually two or three NGOs on board. The main organization who early on had open ears for that idea was not PSI, it was IPPF.
I think it was IPPF, if I remember. And DSW then very soon after.
And we started with three organizations in the beginning, and today we have a coalition of 15 NGOs, government organizations, and scientific and medical societies with an interest in sexual and reproductive health, which is sponsored by Bayer. And to underline this, this is a kind of a sponsorship where the company is open to listen and to learn. And I think when I attended meetings of all members of World Contraception Day, it was always the goal by the company not to influence any organization, but to inspire organizations to do more jointly.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I remembered, maybe to add on this one, even Klaus, you have to admit, because the idea was so, to a certain extent, revolutionary, really, that even internally we had several conflicts. I remember with country directors who were so much used to only link it to product and branding it, and this was just not the idea at all, later on they understood that basically that a neutral and independent institution as it is, the World Contraception Day, will also contribute to a certain extent, obviously, to more knowledge and more sensitivity for the topics of contraception and family planning in general, and thus also a pharmaceutical company like Schering was might benefit from this. But it was never the intention at first place, but it was rather to draw really attention and awareness about contraception, and particularly with the aim to reduce unintended pregnancies, and particularly teenage unintended pregnancies. That was always the aim.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, I think there was a couple of interesting points there you raised about a big pharmaceutical being behind this day. We can touch on that a small bit afterwards. There's a question coming up. Sure. But right now, I'd like to bring us back to the present and talk about the World Contraception Day as it stands at the moment. In your opinion, what is going well, and where do you think the opportunity is to grow further from here? Or do we need to grow further?
I would say, if I may start, the World Contraception Day certainly became a global movement, and really worldwide institution also, and is accepted also by many, many NGOs, not even, being now on the website there. I just can say for DKT, where I previously worked before DSW, also we established the World Contraception Day in Africa, in Congo, and Nigeria, and other countries, and contributed to this. Still, though, you have to admit, contraception is a taboo topic in many societies in Africa, even today. And so it is even more important to understand that it remains a key topic for family planning, reducing the risk of unintended pregnancies, and it is I think the World Contraception Day went a long pathway, but there's still, I guess, a lot to do. Yeah, if you consider still that, for example, every other girl between 15 and 19 years old who would like to protect herself with contraception has not the opportunity to do so, yeah, and particularly in Africa. So every other girl, this is still a dramatically high number. So yeah, we went I think a long way in doing good things and transferring information where it belongs to, but it's still, you know, to gain the other 50% basically of women in need for contraception and to provide access to contraception and to the information is still a demanding task to do also in the future, certainly.
Just to add on what Jan just mentioned, I think one main goal what has been achieved is that a special day in a year is dedicated to that topic. Mm. That triggers that people talk about it. That has never been done before.
Exactly.
People are coming together on that day to celebrate World Contraception Day in different ways, in different countries. And when I'm not mistaken, I remember that about 70 to 80 countries actively celebrating that day with some action. In South America, in Asia, in Europe, and especially in Africa. And it brings together the main drivers of sexual and reproductive health from different organizations, and they all do activities, and that can't be only beneficial. And they not only talk about contraceptive methods, they talk about basics in reproductive and sexual health. They even talk about combining services. They're talking about supply chain, which is an important issue in some countries. And that gives you an idea how interactive that day is, and it empowers people to stand up and to do special activities in their countries, which has never been done on that broad range before. What can we do better? I think there's always things you can do better. I can remember one important step for doing better. And this step was done, I think, Chain, you might remember, maybe 3-4 years ago, when we discussed how can we use social media for those topics. And some energy and activities went into using social media for those purposes, which was a big success, I think.
Indeed, it was. I mean, it was. The whole partnership with MTV in South America and Latin America too, as well. That was led to a huge explosion of knowledge and awareness about contraceptives and about the day itself. And then even the last session I went to with all the partners involved as well, there was, as you said, there was a good opportunity there from buyer to inspire and to help organizations think a bit differently about the day, you know, so you're absolutely right.
And okay. I think going into those dialogues help to better understand people who may have some doubts about contraception or reproductive health. And it really gives organizations a hook for doing more on that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite true.